It's the night before Rosanna Ibarra begins her fellowship at the Provincetown Fine Arts Work Center. On her journey from Nebraska, she wasn't completely sure her car was going to make it.
And I'm driving down the highway at 70 miles an hour. I'm like, oh God, I hope the door doesn't fly open.
Still, Rosanna Ibarra, Rosie, to friends, puts faith in her beat-up Toyota Echo. She sees its value, even if no one else does.
It kind of reminds me of like an elementary school cast. Like somebody has a broken arm and you have it in a cast. And I just went and parked it in the driveway and just asked everybody to draw on it.
That's just how Rosie is. You can see it in her work. She mixes more common materials like paint and wood with the atypical, ceiling fans and feather boas. Still, for Rosie, putting faith in that old Toyota to get her across the country has been the easiest part of her journey. But Rosie's always been an artist. In fact, she remembers walking into her sister's room when she was a little girl, seeing paper and crayons and knowing exactly what to do.
And I went in and I sat down and I drew a dog. And I was just like so absorbed in it that I felt like I like discovered something.
She had. To Rosie, art was more escape than aspiration. Raised in Southern California as a Jehovah's Witness, Rosie says there was little interaction with those outside of the religion. Even as a teenager, no socializing at all. But art?
Nobody could tell me not to draw. So that was like something that was mine and that nobody could take away from me. I just really wanted education. So I was just like, here's this thing that I really want. And if I'm going to pursue this, then I'm not allowed to be here.
And so Rosie left. The religion, her family, Southern California. She just left. She found herself living in Portland, Oregon, alone, 1,000 miles away from everything she had ever known. And 5 days before her 20th birthday, she attempted suicide.
It all culminated into this really kind of terrible experience and failed. Thank God. Goodness. And at that moment, I was in the hospital after this, and I was explaining to this woman kind of the situation of what was happening and how I ended up there. And she like looked at me really deeply and earnestly and said, there's nothing wrong with you. And gave me permission to live, basically. Like, oh my God, like, oh, like, I'm not inherently bad. I get to be somebody outside of this, and there are other people out there who won't think I'm bad.
That was 12 years ago.
I haven't really had a conversation with my mom in years. She can't believe that I turned out to be who I am. It's really disappointing to her.
Since, Rosie's earned an associate's degree, a bachelor's degree, she just finished her MFA at the University of Nebraska. Rosie's work is inextricably linked to her past. What she makes, to her, they're not just sculptures. They're charms, bearing titles like For Escaping Visceral Captivity and For Breaking Unhealthy Obsessions. All of these works intended to ward off what she can never forget.
People end up feeling like you're turning your back on them. You get out of these circumstances that they're stuck in. And it can feel guilt-ridden that, like, I get to change my life and I get to change my mind. I get to change my heart, you know? Like, I chose the path that I chose. And look at what I've gotten. Like, look at this opportunity. It's insane. Like, nothing I would ever have thought I could get.
What does it look like to have a successful fellowship?
To come out with my artistic work feeling like it's mine. And it's not about whether or not aesthetically if it's pretty or big galleries are going to pick it up. I really need to have this sense of like integrity toward myself. And if I can get through a couple studio visits and like not have a nervous breakdown in the middle and like wait toward like when they leave, that's also a signifier of success.
For WCAI's Ways of Life, I'm James Sneed.